Northside Today on 90.3 Near FM with myself, Johnny Holmes. Now I'm joined with Barry Aldworth from AA Ireland. He's going to be talking about the need for drivers to take extra care during school runs. Good afternoon, Barry. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Johnny. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Oh, good, good. Keeping as well as we can at the moment.
Absolutely, yes. Barry, traffic patterns, particularly around schools, are very much different this year, you know, due to measures included. Introduced, I beg your pardon, to prevent this, you know, the spread of COVID-19. Tell us about some of these changes.
Absolutely. So I think everyone across the county and across the country will have heard of different kind of schools doing different things. I mean, we have heard of everything from schools introducing staggered starts to staggered break times. So all of that has a change, really, in how we ordinarily see the commute to school. Ordinarily, we know that, you know, kids are generally aiming to arrive at school somewhere before 9 o'clock, and they're finishing up kind of somewhere in the afternoon, depending on their age, between 2, 3 or 4. That's a little bit different this year, and it's reflected in the traffic pattern because of the use of staggered starts or staggered finishes in some schools. We are seeing kind of a change in how that commuting pattern is happening. Now, it's somewhat offset this year by the fact that we don't have as many people working in offices. A lot of people are still working from home. But I think the important thing that we would stress really, certainly this month, because it's a bit of a change from what we saw during the summer and the lockdown period, but really throughout the rest of this year, we can expect that area around schools, if you're driving in an area near a school, you can expect that the traffic pattern might look a little different. It might be busier outside of times you would normally expect. So if you are driving near a school, we would certainly encourage people to reduce your speed irrespective of the time and prepare yourself for the possibility of children, you know, exiting or arriving to school and jumping out of a car or jumping off their bike at unusual times.
Yes, well, actually, I've noticed a huge increase in the amount of traffic compared to this time last year, in fact. And I was wondering, is that because, you know, those who are working from home are deciding to take their children to school who would normally, you know, take public transport, and they're afraid of using public transport in the current circumstances? Would that be right?
I think it's certainly a contributing factor. I think there's some parents and even the children themselves who might not yet feel confident using public transport, so they're relying on the private car to get to and from the school. We're seeing an increase in the number of people cycling to the school with their children, which, particularly if the school is on a narrow road, may result in some traffic tailback. So all that can be expected. There's also the fact, ultimately, that some parents, because they're working from home, it may now actually be possible for them to drive the child to school, where previously maybe they had to be in the office before the school day started. So now they're taking advantage of the fact that, look, you know, I can start at a slightly later time when I need to, so I'll drive the kids to school. So it is something we are seeing reflected in the traffic pattern across the country, really, and particularly, as I say, in areas where there is a school on the road. We're seeing that those roads are certainly busier than they were during the summer months, and in many cases just as busy, if not busier, than what they would have been 12 months ago.
Yes. Is it true that the AA have recorded increases of over 50% in reported incidents in the weeks following return, of schools in September? Like, usually every year, not just this year.
Yeah, certainly the case. Unfortunately, we always see this time of year, I mean, our road watch team are regularly monitoring traffic patterns, monitoring roads for incidents and accidents which could be affecting traffic. And unfortunately, we always see an increase in incidents reported to the road watch team in September of every year. There's more cars in the road. Traditionally, we're coming out of a summer period where people wouldn't have been driving as much. That's probably somewhat offset this year by the fact that many people would have been holidaying in Ireland and were travelling across the country. But we always see it happen that September, unfortunately, because there's more cars on the road, there's people in previous years, they would have been trying to maybe fit in a school run and make sure they were in the office on time. So all of those things contributed in the past to an increase in incidents. Now, somewhat offset this year by the fact that, you know, we're living in strange times and in strange circumstances, but we really want to make sure that, you know, when we look back in 12 months' time, we are reporting, hopefully, a minimal increase in incidents, if, you know, preferably a no increase or a decrease in incidents. So the message really to motorists out there, whether you are part of the school run or not, whether you are dropping kids off or you're just trying to get to your office or, you know, you're out to go to a shop or whatever, reduce your speed, prepare yourself for the possibility that journeys might take a little bit longer if the journey involves passing by a school, and just be on the lookout for, you know, particularly, not so much anymore, but in the first couple of weeks, you could expect that children were going to be excited seeing friends for the first time that maybe they hadn't seen since March of last year. So they were likely to bolt out of the car and, you know, may forget to check both sides of the road before they cross. So when you are driving by school, the message is pretty clear, and it's hopefully a degree of common sense for most people. Reduce your speed and be prepared for an unexpected or an unpredictable occurrence.
Okay. On a slightly separate note, just because we're happy to be in the middle of it, we've had a lot of dry weather and hot weather since last weekend, and it's expected to continue into next weekend. So when the next rainfall arrives, roads are going to be very, very slippy. What advice would you have for motorists, you know, when the change in weather happens?
Absolutely. It's something that we always see, kind of when you get a significant dry spell and a period of heat as we're experiencing at the moment, that first rain can be quite dangerous because there's a build-up of kind of debris, oil on the road, everything else. And once that mixes with rainwater, it can create a surface which is very, very slippery. So if, you know, at the current forecast, it's expected to stay like this through the weekend, but potentially next week we may see kind of some rainfall across the country. So if you are driving and you find yourself in that shower whenever it happens, or if you're even driving in the aftermath, again, reduce your speed is the core message. Be vigilant, for we're seeing a lot of people cycling and walking at the moment, so be on the lookout for those vulnerable road users, and just allow extra distance between yourself and any car in front of you, or any other road user for that matter, because again, it's going to, when the surface has been rained on and it's that bit slippier, it's that bit more slick, it's going to affect your braking maneuvers, your response time. So just, you know, again, as I say, it's common sense to most people, but it bears repeating for the few in the back who maybe aren't getting the message. Just slow down and allow that extra bit of travel time, allow that bit of distance between yourself and any other road user.
Okay, and I guess not only in terms of speed, but drivers may need to, you know, be extra alert around schools, as many children tend to, you know, they cross the road between parked cars. And some older ones are using their phones while they're crossing the road, you know, the secondary level students. And I suppose the other caution too might be, you know, be extra careful when overtaking a bus that has stopped, because some, you know, children, they tend to cross the road before the bus takes off.
Absolutely. I mean, these are all kind of important things. It's not just your speed. It's about being vigilant when you are driving in a school area in general, and being prepared for the possibility that, you know, look, a child, particularly younger children who are maybe still learning about roads and road safety, that they may act in a way that you're kind of not expecting. So reduce that speed, but also, you know, when be on the lookout as you are driving through these areas. As you say, you know, a child might cross the bus in front as opposed to waiting for the bus to take off before they cross, so you may not see them. So if a bus is pulled in and it's letting people off, be very careful when you are overtaking. And similarly, you make a good point about older children who may be, you know, using a phone while they're crossing a road. And by no stretch of the imagination is it only children guilty of that. We've seen many pedestrians of all age and vintage who you would say should know better crossing roads with faces down looking at a phone. So just be prepared for that. If you are driving in an area where there is a school, just, you know, again, be prepared for the fact you may have to make an emergency stop if it comes to it, and just have that extra little bit of vigilance.
Excellent. Right, so we're going to leave it at that. Barry, thanks again for joining us today. It was great talking with you. Talk again soon, hopefully, and all the very best, and take care.
Thank you. You too.
Cheers. Now, that was Barry Aldworth from AA Ireland talking about the need for drivers to be extra careful during school runs.